We have got a secret. One has to wonder how many secret projects there were in this country and in others. Secrets are king, but unfortunately military secrets fall prey all the time. One has only to look at how many secrets have been stolen from us by spies and other means. One of the greatest thefts of all would have to be when the Soviet Union stole the secret to the atomic bomb. That secret had to be the most guarded secret up until that time, and yet after we dropped it in 1945, the Soviets were testing theirs only 4 years later. While we are good at keeping all sorts of secrets from the population, we have had problems doing this with other countries. When the results of secret projects suddenly appear, it is not because those who have been keeping the secrets suddenly want us to know about them. It is mostly because the secrets got out and our adversaries already know about them, or maybe we needed that weapon or device in a war of some sort. There has also been the idea, sometimes countries want to test new weapons in a conflict to see how they perform in a war situation. Could some of our secret devices be out in the public but are disguised not by camouflage, but by a tall tale? I am talking about those triangular UAPs which some believe are man-made machines, but until the government admits they are ours, there will always be those who think they come from some alien planet. I can't help but think the change in policy about keeping UAPs secret by the government might in itself be a cover-up. As bizarre as this sounds, it is one way of putting things out there without many in the public knowing what is going on. This is also associated with the rumors claiming some of our everyday objects such as transistors and fiber optic cables came from copying alien devices. This makes some believe all UAPs are alien. I personally think, from what I have studied, that most UAPs are alien, but some are ours and perhaps reverse engineered. There has been proof found over the years that Bob Lazar, an engineer who said he was reverse engineering UAPs at Area 51, was telling the truth. The government went to great lengths to hide the fact and even had his university records deleted, but some of his workers from Area 51 admitted he did work there. One thing I can't figure out is why Black Triangle TR-3B UAPs, which are most likely ours, have not been admitted to be ours, even though other countries already know this by now. It seems like the only ones who don't know this for sure are us. Yet, the charade is still going on. I am going to tell you again what a witness said about his sighting of one of these. He said he saw one which was low in the sky and flew over his head and couldn't help but notice the lights on each angle looked exactly like the lights you can buy at your local Home Depot. While this is not definitive proof of anything, it certainly makes one wonder about the origin of the craft. Some of the objects claimed to have come from examining crashed UAPs are obviously not true. The transistor took more than 100 years to perfect. While a working model was invented in 1947, people had been working on one long before that, so to say it came from reverse-engineered UAPs seems absurd to me, but that is only my opinion. I say this because it has a long trail of work to perfect it. I can understand the urge to keep some of our weapons secret. I can also understand talking about them if you want to deter an adversary from starting a war. This doesn't always work, because who is to say if that adversary would even believe us? What are some of the important secrets which have gotten out lately? One of the big ones is the fact our military forces are now low on ammunition. This is due to a couple of factors. One is the sending of massive amounts of it to the Ukraine, and another is all the ammunition we lost in Afghanistan. We are not only low on ammunition, but it is said we are low on equipment, and some of these weapons would take years to replace. Then there is the fuel problem. We are very low in our oil reserve, having sold much of it. It is down to at least about half, and there is still talk about selling more of it. Area 51 is a good example of a secret. It was denied 4 years even though people would take photos of it from atop mountains. With all the commercial satellites snapping photos of everything on Earth, it became too hard to hide. The government extended the boundaries further out to make picture taking even harder for us, But those satellites were still up there, including ones from unfriendly countries. Finally, after years, the government admitted Area 51 was there, but never admitted to reverse engineering UAPs there. It has been said most of the Area 51 operations have been moved underground, as they have with most other important military bases. Another area, which is said to be secret, but has been rumored for the last couple of years, are tunnels dug under almost if not all military bases, connecting them to others. It has even been rumored we have tunneled under the ocean and connected bases on other continents. The rumors go on to state that America has the most tunnel boring machines of any country in the world. While this could be true, I cannot verify that fact, but believe it. There is even a rumor which states there is a passage from the ocean to Idaho, where submarines are tested. It is said the passage leads to Lake Bend Oriole in northern Idaho. Tunnel secrets go back to the beginning of civilization, when secret tunnels were created as emergency exits for buildings during an attack. President Franklin D. Roosevelt used a secret underground train in a tunnel to hide the fact from the public he was in a wheelchair when he visited New York. It was part of the New York City subway system at the time. We all know some secrets are necessary, but when the only ones being kept in the dark are us, what use do they serve except some political use for the party keeping them, which raises all sorts of constitutional issues in some cases.